Chapter 4. The rest of the Sith force had returned to the fleet, but Malgus lingered. He stood alone among the ruins of the Jedi Temple. He powered off his comlink, putting him out of touch with Imperial forces, and communed in solitude with the Force. Walking the perimeter of the ruins, he loitered over the destruction, pleased at his victory, but flat with the realization that he had defeated his enemy, and no obvious replacement was apparent. He longed for conflict. He knew this of himself. He needed conflict. There would be more battles with the Jedi and the Republic, of course. But with the capture and razing of Coruscant, the fall of the Republic was a certainty. Only a matter of time. Soon his Force vision would be realized. Then, what? He would have to trust that the Force would present him with another foe, another war worth fighting. Scaling a mound of rubble, he found a perch that offered an excellent view of the surrounding urbanscape. The cracked face of the statue of Odon Ur lay atop the mound beside him, eyeing him mournfully. There, astride the ruins of his enemy, Malgus waited for the Imperial fleet to begin the incineration of the planet. An hour passed by, then another. And as twilight gave way to night, the number of Imperial ships prowling the sky over Coruscant began to thin rather than thicken. Bombers returned to their cruisers, and fighters took up not attack, but patrol formations. What was happening? The Imperial fleet did not have the resources to manage a long-term occupation of Coruscant. Imperial forces had to raise the planet and move on before Republic forces could gather for a counterattack. And yet, nothing was happening. Malgus did not understand. He activated his comlink and raised his cruiser, Valor.
Darth Malgus,
said his second-in-command, Commander Jard.
We've been unable to raise you for hours. I was concerned for your well-being. I just dispatched a transport to search for you at the temple.
What is happening, Jard? Where are the bombers? When will the planetary bombardment begin?
Jard stumbled over his reply.
M'lord, I... Darth Angrel...
Malgus's hand squeezed the comlink as he surmised the meaning behind Jard's stuttering response.
Speak clearly, Commander.
It seems the peace negotiations are continuing on Alderaan, my lord. Darth Angrel has instructed all forces to stand down until matters there crystallize.
Malgus watched a patrol of Mark VI interceptors fly over.
Peace negotiations?
That is my understanding, Darth Malgus.
Malgus seethed, stared at a smoke plume thrown up by a burning skyrise.
Thank you, Jard.
Will you be returning to Valor, my lord?
No. But get that transport to me now. I require an audience with Darth Angrel.